Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
KYW Original Podcasts.
Philadelphia bolsters its culinary standing nationwide by partnering with the James Beard Foundation on tourism initiatives.
It is a giant deal.
Visit Philly, the city's marketing and tourism bureau hosted their annual 2020 Tourism and Hospitality Outlook presentation. It was a giant program that took place at the Met. And one of the big announcements that they made was their partnership with the James Beard Foundation. For people who may not be familiar, the James Beard Foundation, the James Beard Awards, run by the James Beard Foundation, are known as like the Oscars of food. And the James Beard Foundation is very well known within the culinary industry. They obviously have the award ceremony. They also do a lot of philanthropy that has to do with food, with equality, with sustainability. And so the fact that the city has made this announcement to partner with James Beard, it looks like it's going to bring a lot of tourism. They're going to do a lot of innovative programming coming in the summer. The James Beard nominations are coming back to Philadelphia this year, which is a big deal. And so I spoke with Jeff Guarcino with Visit Philly and also Claire Reichenbach with the James Beard Foundation about this partnership. I'm going to play those interviews, and then at the end of those interviews, I'll also have the complete section of the speech by Jeff in which he talks about the partnership. So take a listen. This is a podcast about food in and around Philadelphia.
That's a quick, delicious, flavorful bite.
It was really hard for me to get into it.
Stories from behind the kitchen.
This is a wood-burning oven from Italy.
It is intense.
And hear about quirky stuff, too.
Eat a pint of ice cream as quickly as you can and then resume the 5K.
This is What's Cooking on KYW. I'm Hadass Kazint with Claire Reichenbach, who is the CEO of the James Beard Foundation, and we are here at the Met Philadelphia, where they just announced a partnership with Visit Philly. Claire, can you tell me a little bit more about it and how it came to be?
Yeah, so we're delighted to be here this evening with Visit Philadelphia and the full Philadelphia tourism and hospitality community. We've had a long-standing relationship with Philadelphia, but in light of the sheer force of culinary talent in this city, we're deepening our partnership and building a year-long series of programs highlighting all the culinary talent and strength of this city in partnership with James Beard Foundation.
And you're coming back for the nomination announcement for the James Beard Awards 2020.
We are. In fact, we have two events just this week at the James Beard House with chefs from Philly, and we're coming back for the nominations announcement in March, which we're greatly looking forward to, which is really the start of the crescendo of the awards season.
You have a couple other projects going on, Good Food for Good.
So our overall mantra at the James Beard Foundation is good food for good. So absolutely celebrating gastronomy and deliciousness, but everything we do is focused on building a better food system, one that is sustainable and diverse across the piece. And part of our partnership with Visit Philadelphia is underscoring that philosophy and ensuring that all we do and the people we work with and the restaurants we celebrate are in line with that philosophy.
What was your first indication at the James Beard Foundation that, I mean, Philadelphia's been up and coming for a while. When did you first start notice, like, wow, this is a really big culinary city?
Well, I think it has been building over the years. I think with the partnership, I think between Jeff and myself has really cemented in the last year or so. And I think with Zahav just winning Outstanding Restaurant of the whole nation, that was a real pinnacle moment for the city. But I think that is, it's been building for a long time now. So we're all very happy to be celebrating that.
Claire Reichenbach, thank you so much.
My great pleasure. Thank you and have a great night.
I'm Hadass Kuznets with Jeff Guarcino, President and CEO of Visit Philly. And we are at the Met talking about all the new partnerships that you have going on with tourism. And one of the big partnerships is the partnership with the James Beard Foundation.
So the James Beard Foundation has been doing extraordinary work under their new president and CEO. And so Philadelphia, interestingly enough, is one of the most successful gala dinners and fundraisers. But more importantly, the Philadelphia region has 245 James Beard nominated and affiliated chefs and entrepreneurs. We have one of the largest collections of James Beard affiliated chefs here. And of course, we have the best restaurants and we have up and coming stars. And so there's a natural relationships with the James Beard Foundation. And so tonight we announced that we're going to do something extraordinary. The James Beard Foundation is about sustainable food, diversity and inclusion, women chefs, entrepreneurships, and travel is also about supporting travel and restaurants and the food industry. And so we came together, an unprecedented partnership, to connect travelers who love food and want to make the world a better place. And then, of course, the chefs and the entrepreneurs who love food and want to make the world a better place. So between the travelers who love food and the restaurateurs who love food and want to make the world a better place and sustainable and food equity, that is the magic of what we just announced tonight.
Now, also, bringing the James Beard Foundation back to Philadelphia for their nominations announcement is a big coup.
It is a giant deal because everyone in the world, if you're in the chef industry or the media industry, you want to know who's going to be nominated for best chef, best restaurant. And so this March, we will have the nominations announcement here from Philadelphia, and that will have a worldwide audience.
And this is the second time it's been done in Philly, third?
It's the second time in Philadelphia, and never before has the James Beard Foundation did an awards announcement so close in the same city. But we have a very special relationship with James Beard. And the James Beard up and rising chefs and chefs love James Beard. It is a true honor to be invited to cook at the James Beard House. Not anyone can do that. And so what's so wonderful is that Visit Philly and James Beard Foundation are creating four opportunities to bring our chefs to New York for what is considered a dream night to cook at the James Beard House.
You're also working on some of their philanthropy with them.
So for us at Visit Philadelphia, it's connecting travelers who want to do good through the purchases that they make with their travel dollars. The James Beard Foundation are helping people become more aware about sustainable food and food waste. So by connecting the two, we support their mission and their foundation by making the traveler more aware and more conscious about how they can make the world a better place. Also, Philadelphia just loves food. Their fundraising dinners and the James Beard that supports all of their great initiatives. We are the most successful city in their entire country who support what James Beard stands for and what it means.
Now, down the road later in the year, are there going to be some tourism partnerships through James Beard?
There is a hotel program that's in development. We're working with the Center City District on a whole week of restaurant events in August. We're going to be announcing a bunch of things that visitors and tourists can do, even on their own. They don't need a special reason, but they do want to come to Philadelphia and they want to experience our neighborhoods, they want to experience our cuisine, and most importantly, what's so great is that we have so many diverse people who are here from different cultures and different backgrounds, and they make their favorite recipes, and that's what people want because it's authentic food in Philly.
I feel like with 245 James Beard nominees or winners?
It's a James Beard affiliated chefs, both nominees and winners in the greater Philadelphia region.
I feel like with so much recognition, we need to have like a special Philly James Beard guide. Or like a walking tour.
You know what? That's great ideas. We should do that. Thank you. That's a fabulous idea, Hadas.
Because people probably want to know, like, where can I eat? What cookbooks should I buy?
And people, look, they know about Sahab, and they're like, oh my God, it's the best restaurant, and we love that it's in Philadelphia, in Society Hill. People also want to know, who are those rising chefs? What's that bakery? They always want to know the up-and-coming. And so one of the power and wonderful things about this job at Visit Philadelphia is that we get a chance to shine a spotlight on all the wonderful things and amazing things people should discover about Philadelphia, and we broadcast it to the world. And people always say, Philadelphia? I didn't know that. Philadelphia? I didn't know that. And it's a great pleasure for us to be able to showcase what Philadelphians and the region are doing here, and that's what makes it great.
I think people are starting to say Philadelphia Culinary Center, I knew that.
Let's hope. Yes. More to do.
Jeff Guaracino, thank you so much.
Thank you so much, Adas.
And now I'm going to play for you a portion of the city's 2020 Tourism and Hospitality Outlook presentation that took place this week at the Met on North Broad Street, in which Visit Philly CEO Jeff Guaracino talks about the partnership between the City of Philadelphia and the James Beard Foundation.
We have another announcement to make, and it's a completely different travel and culinary partnership than you may have ever heard about. And it's with the James Beard Foundation, one of our great, great partners. And I am honored to have here today the James Beard Foundation's Chief Executive Officer, Claire Reyenbach. She's back here. Claire is a visionary leader with a true passion for the mission of the James Beard Foundation. And that mission is to make the world a better place through our food. And it nurtures and honors our chefs and our entrepreneurs. And it also is dedicated to making America's food more sustainable and equitable. The travel industry, too, can make the world a better place. Travel enriches our lives, and travelers are an economic force with their pocketbooks. And so together, Visit Philadelphia and the James Beard Foundation are joining forces to make the world a better place through culinary and travel. So let's take a look at what this partnership is.
For decades, the culinary industry has been led largely by men.
Only 19% of chefs in the U.S. are women, and just 7% are head chefs.
Some 50 million people are living with food insecurity.
As much as 40% of all the food produced in the United States never gets eaten.
I want you to see the world's greatest challenges not as problems, but as opportunities for us to serve hunger, poverty, environmental destruction, and equal treatment of women in the workplace. We must be there. We can improve the world one plate of food at a time.
Food has more impact on human health, environmental health, societal health, economic health than any other single subject.
I am so excited about this deep and meaningful partnership that is adjacent to our industry, but so a part of our industry. And I think that's the magic, because it's a tourism marketing program for Philadelphia, and it's a real round, year-round program. But this is going to connect people who love food and then the travelers who love to make an impact through travel. And this is not just a tourism marketing program. This is a program that supports entrepreneurs, small businesses, chefs. It's a region-wide, in fact, a statewide potential program. And it's a diversity and inclusion and a sustainability program. This partnership connects place with food, culture, and travel. Three specific things. I'm so proud that the next two nights we're taking Philly on the road to the James Beard House, and our Philly chefs are going to be cooking for top media and New York foodies and non-foodies to us to be able to expose how great our culinary scene is. And so I'm also grateful and so proud to announce that Claire and the James Beard Foundation are bringing back the James Beard Award nominee announcements, which will be broadcasting live from the Barnes Foundation on March 25th to a worldwide audience. And I love this next part too. Thanks to the Center City District, we're working together to create a debut James Beard Restaurant Collective. It's a week of dining events in Philly with James Beard award-winning chefs, nominated chefs, rising chefs. It's amazing. And I do want to just mention Claire one more time. She took over as president and CEO of the James Beard Foundation 2 years ago, a little before I was taking over Visit Philadelphia.
we immediately connected and understood that we could actually change the world and complement each other's missions. And I want to thank her for this incredible, innovative partnership and for your trust in Philadelphia, and we trust in you back. Thank you, Claire.
That's it for this episode of What's Cooking on KYW. You can follow the show and get other delicious tidbits on Instagram at foodinthe215. And follow me on Twitter and Facebook for more news and insights at Hadas Kuznets. If you have a food tip or feedback about the show, reach out. And please take a moment to help us by rating and reviewing the show on iTunes. It helps us to keep making the podcast and get it to new listeners. I'm Hadas Kuznets, and that's What's Cooking.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.